17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, say the sky made a perfect sunset. And that's the day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt.
I'm Sherry Preston. Israel saying it will respond to Iran's aerial attack, but it's still unclear what the retaliation strikes will look like.
Israel's military chief says they will respond to Iran's historic attack over the weekend, but he did not say when or how.
Iran will face the consequences for its actions. We will choose our response accordingly.
Israel is under international pressure to de-escalate this conflict, considering the Iranian attack caused little damage.
ABC's Perry Russom in Washington. Donald Trump beginning his second day as a defendant in a criminal trial. There were no jurors selected on Monday in the case involving hush money sent to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court will today weigh the legality of charges brought against hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th attack. Defense attorneys for some jailed under the charge of obstructing an official proceeding argue the statute is too narrow to be applied. This is ABC News. We are now hearing some of the 911 calls made in the middle of an office shooting last week in Las Vegas that left three people dead.
911 emergency.
When the calls started coming in to Las Vegas 911, some of the people on the other end could only whisper.
In the conference room?
Yes. Hiding in offices around the conference room where the shooting had just unfolded, they feared there was an active shooter coming for them.
Are you in a safe spot where the door is locked? No.
911 call takers tried to calm them, saying help was on the way.
And we don't have to say anything, but we have officers making their way up to the fifth floor.
And eventually it did arrive. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Greece this morning at ancient Olympia, the Olympic flame has now been lit at a ceremony on the site of the ancient games. Usually a parabolic dish is used to focus the sun and light the flame, but cloudy weather meant to back up flame lit during a rehearsal yesterday was what was used. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
So Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin maker of firefighting foam has reached a $750 million settlement with public water systems with harmful PFAS chemicals in their drinking water. Tyco Fire Products use foam containing PFAS at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. 3M and DuPont have also recently settled PFAS lawsuits over polluted drinking water. U.S. House Republicans will have just a one-vote majority after Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher steps down Friday. Former Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ribble says he's not alarmed.
Let's face it, Congress really isn't doing anything, and they're not going to be doing anything. This last few months in session is going to be all messaging bills.
Ribble on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
April 24th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Lakutere Ojibwe School over in Hayward, there's going to be a blood drive. Be sure to call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment or visit redcrossblood.org or download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Again, that is April 24th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Lakutere Ojibwe School in Hayward.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. The Brewers bow to the Padres.
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee had a 3-1 lead over San Diego, then came an ugly fifth inning. The Padres hitting half a dozen singles, driving in six runs. They went on to win 7-3 at American Family Field. Brewers catcher William Contreras let a Joe Ross pitch get past him. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. You know, William's been so good, and the ball was not exactly a strike, but I think the ball got away from Joe and kind of takes off, you know, took off when a guy's throwing 25 miles an hour sometimes, and it could happen to any catcher on that pitch.
The series continues tonight. NFL Packers players reporting to Green Bay for a week of meetings and physicals. NBA, the Bucks are 1-4 so far this season against the Pacers. The good news is head coach Doc Rivers has until Sunday to prepare.
Yeah, we get to practice. Yeah, and Indiana has had our number all year, right? We'll have great focus because we're going to have to.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase, and we'll have a few scattered showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 61, with wind out of the east, 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Rain tonight and tomorrow. We could get between a quarter and a half inch of rain by the time it winds down. Our high tomorrow, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Brand new country. We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you save money like never before. Just spit it all out of tune.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
She just kept getting goner. The sky was showing no.
experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Song.
the class. And if it starts to rain, I don't worry about a thing. I pull my rose-colored play bands out. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. It might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
Your classics. Your country. 98Q Country.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a fist fight. Kind of county light. Kind of cold beer. Little hat. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me to the end. I'ma turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be. Anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She likes my t-shirt. She likes my old. Likes to slow dance to some old school. She take a full moon on city nights, and I ain't scared to get off in them blind lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stick it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end. I'll turn it up to 10.
Out. We got the subdivision all mapped out.
28 minutes after 6 o'clock and a Tuesday, the 16th of April, awaits you on the other side. And we're in for a couple of days, a little cooler weather and wet, it looks like, for stretches later in the day. We're looking at 42 as our wake-up temp here right now. And we will get to 60 for today, but 50 for tomorrow, and then back into the 50s again on Thursday, and then dipping back down into the 40s again on Friday. So a little bit of a 10 to 15 degree roller coaster here up and down. Today we'll see cloudy skies and increasingly windy today. That wind going to pick up east to southeast, and we'll see gusts up to 30 to 40 miles an hour for today. So we'll hold off on most of the rain today, but tomorrow could see periods of rain showers. So today, tomorrow, not as great to be out and about, although before that wind picks up today, maybe able to sneak out for a little lunchtime walk or something like that. We'll leave that to your discretion. We have, what do we got here? Tuesday, we've got more action today locally. We've got Prentice, because we covered them last week, Phillips and Shawamigan Baseball. Today. They played last night, and they'll play the second half of that two-day doubleheader tonight. That'll be down in Phillips, and we'll have the call of that for you at 4:45 this afternoon. We'll check a couple of those local scores from last night as Phillips, Shawamigan Baseball, and Softball were playing each other last night. Give you a couple of those scores in just a moment. ABC and our Civic crew gives us twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel saying it will respond to Iran's aerial attack, but it's still unclear what the retaliation strikes will look like.
Israel's military chief says they will respond to Iran's historic attack over the weekend, but he did not say when or how.
Iran will face the consequences for its actions. We will choose our response accordingly.
Israel is under international pressure to de-escalate this conflict, considering the Iranian attack caused little damage.
ABC's Perry Russom in Washington. Donald Trump beginning his second day as a defendant in a criminal trial. There were no jurors selected on Monday in the case involving hush money sent to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court will today weigh the legality of charges brought against hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th attack. Defense attorneys for some jailed under the charge of obstructing an official proceeding argue the statute is too narrow to be applied. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. The project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent, and I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirtley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
April 24th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Lacouderie Ojibwe School over in Hayward, there's going to be a blood drive. Be sure to call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment or visit redcrossblood.org or download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Again, that is April 24th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Lacouderie Ojibwe School in Hayward.
Lose to San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Padres played the Dodgers in L.A. on Sunday Night Baseball and didn't get into Milwaukee until Monday morning, yet they still managed to beat the Brewers 7-3 at AmFam Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You give the Padres credit for taking that long trip and getting here at 6 in the morning and coming out with their A group, and yeah, we didn't put them away. We had a chance to put them away early and we didn't, and it's credit to them.
Brewers pitcher Joe Ross.
I feel like I threw the ball well. If there was one pitch I would like to throw again, it's probably the last pitch. But otherwise, I mean, I felt good about how I was throwing the ball.
NBA Doc Rivers is getting the Bucks ready for Sunday's playoff game against the Pacers. Does he know yet about the status of Giannis or some of their other injured players?
I literally don't know yet. Like, I'm going to watch film and we'll get to it. And we will have a game plan and we'll be ready when that day comes.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene last night in baseball action, it was Mosinee topping Lakeland 11-0. The Phillips baseball team, they defeat the Shawamigan boys at Armstrong Field 13-7. Rib Lake topped Prentice 7-1. And it was Medford beating the Tomahawk baseball team 14-0. Softball action, you had Medford topping Lakeland 7-1. Phillips defeated Shawamigan 18-6, and the Rib Lake softball team last night topping Prentice by the count of 15-0.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Log Calgary United Booster Club is proudly sponsored by Prevail Bank.
Prevail Bank believes your financial goals deserve attention. Pursue what's possible. Contact a Prevail banker in Phillips today. They go the extra mile for their customers.
Prevail Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your floors can go from clean to dirty fast. From juice spills, whoops, to muddy paw prints, to little sticky finger marks. Good thing your Swiffer Wet Jet works fast too. Swiffer Wet Jet easily cleans everyday messes as quick as they happen. The next mess is right around the corner. So grab your Swiffer Wet Jet and just spray, push, all clean.
Save big every day when you buy in bulk at Lowe's. Save 10% on bulk purchases of select roofing shingles. Plus, save an extra 5% every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Visit us in-store or online for low prices on the materials you need. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store Lowe's.com/credit for details. U.S. only.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase and we'll have a few scattered showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high today 61 with wind out of the east 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Rain tonight and tomorrow. We could get between a quarter and a half inch of rain by the time it winds down. Our high tomorrow 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think. Don't wanna waste a minute, girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I know I'm the last guy anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips.
Photograph, I hear that.
with wasted time. 42 is our wake-up temperature. We'll get to about 60 today. Not quite as warm as that as we get into tomorrow and into Thursday. But the National Weather Service is telling us that low humidity and breezy winds are going to lead to some very critical fire weather conditions here today, especially with those winds picking up. So things just have not greened up yet. It's still very early. So don't burn it. Just don't burn it. You'll have your chance here with some rain coming in later in the week. But today, don't do it. The winds are going to pick up, and it's going to kind of be especially the latter part of the day and tomorrow, just going to kind of be blustery and wet. But the early part of today, we have hope. Doesn't look like we're going to get a whole lot of sun, and with that, the sun will make an appearance here very shortly. But as far as today and tomorrow goes, the early part of today, I think, will be the best that we'll get here for a little bit. We will get to all the news at the top of the hour. What is it, 16th of April? Hope you got something done with your taxes yesterday. April 15th is still the deadline to let Uncle Sam know you're still around and you're going to pay or hopefully get something back, maybe. So we got that finished. The big WNBA draft was yesterday. Not a surprise. Caitlin Clark, the number one pick for the Iowa Hawkeyes. I was reading a story. In fact, early this morning, I was up and I was reading a story about, the experts, the NBA experts think that Caitlin Clark, will not have as much success in the WNBA. I think it's just a bunch of crud, I think, is what it is. Have you seen her shoot, for gosh sakes? How do you guard somebody at the half court line? I mean, she can shoot everywhere. She'll be fine. She'll be fine. And I guess what impressed me even more about Caitlin Clark was her vision and her ability to pass. That's nice. And she's going to do just fine in the WNBA. Some of the stars up to this point have kind of, I don't know. I mean, I think they want her to do well, but maybe they're just doing stuff to draw attention online. I don't know. But it's just nice to see the WNBA get a step forward, and it's going to be fun to see Caitlin Clark play for Indiana in the WNBA.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30 plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Lowe's bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Northwoods Dentistry is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor, serving you in 6 locations, providing services from general and preventative to advanced services in cosmetics, implants, and more. See them at northwoodsdentistry.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase, and we'll have a few scattered showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 61, with wind out of the east, 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Rain tonight and tomorrow. We could get between a quarter and a half inch of rain by the time it winds down. Our high tomorrow, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
I would like to introduce to you all...
Hey, it's Nate Smith. You set my world on fire.
Yes, hi, this is Dylan Scott. That's the kind you need to find.
You just can't have mine. The best. 98Q Country.
Truck at 98Q Country. I'm going to warm this thing up to about 60 today. Wind's going to build in a little bit and some rain's going to build in, especially in the latter part of the day. But we're starting out at 42 and not too shabby out there right now. And we're going to see those rain chances hold off for the most part until the latter part of the day. Might see a few sprinkles during the day, but they're talking about after supper tonight, probably 7, 8 o'clock or so. Few rain showers moving in tomorrow. It's gonna be a blustery day tomorrow with wind gust. Wind gust today, later in the day, especially up to 40 miles an hour. And tomorrow, just kind of some rain showers and winds again will be 10 to 20 or so. We're gonna green up really fast once this rain falls and we get some warmer temps. We're already seeing it.
We're not quite mowing lawn yet, but it's close. It's close. Let's get some words of wisdom to get this 16th of April rolling. Focus on the Family this morning is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Does this scenario sound familiar? Your daughter spends weeks begging you to sign her up for a gymnastics class. And you agree, you write the check, and she goes to her first lesson with such energy and enthusiasm. And I think you know where this is going. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. That's right, you're just a few classes into gymnastics, and your daughter's attitude, well, it begins to change. She's had enough and wants to quit. It's too demanding, she might say. But you've already spent a couple of $100 and there's, well, another 6 weeks to go. If you face this dilemma, you've probably wondered, when a son or daughter wants to give up on an activity, should you let them quit or should you make them finish? Well, according to Dr. Paul Reiser, the answer depends on your child's track record. If they have a habit of starting but not finishing things, it might be best for them to stick it out. Since they tend to give up easily, learning to keep their word and hang tough when things get hard is an important life lesson. On the other hand, if your child usually finishes what they start but is miserable in this particular situation, letting them quit could be a good choice. The willingness to try new things and deal with struggle is an important life skill they need to develop. But so is admitting that certain activities just aren't an ideal fit, and moving on to new and better horizons is the best choice. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Replace your worn-out brakes and save now on Brake Best Select. Brake Best Select Pro are import-direct brake pads and rotors only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase and we'll have a few scattered showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 61, with wind out of the east, 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Rain tonight and tomorrow. We could get between a quarter and a half inch of rain by the time it winds down. Our high tomorrow, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
I was tying my red lipstick cause you said you didn't like it. I didn't wear my high heel shoes cause I couldn't be taller than you. I didn't wanna lose my friends, but now it's hard to even find a what you wanted, ain't it? It's what you want. Me more.